welcome. This is Jane today. Jane Sagradnik. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did. It was perfect. Perfect.
Well, welcome again in the studio. We're here, first time 5K. And yeah, this is now episode 9 already. Wow. And I wanted to invite you today to, for our listeners, to listen to a very motivational story. Because I've had a bunch of very interesting guests on the show, but I think you are my favorite yet to come, I think, Jane. So let us talk about a little bit about you. Like a couple of weeks ago, we had an episode with your triathlon coach. Is that right?
Yep.
And she just told me her name is Miranda. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. From Zone Coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And she leads a triathlon team in Oregon. And you are part of that team.
Yes, I am. Proudly.
Yeah. And I wanted to talk about a little bit about your story, because first time 5K is all about from never being an athlete or never ran before to become a 5K runner in 12 weeks. That's what my podcast is all about, right? It's a free podcast that includes and comes with a free training plan of 12 weeks and that safely prepares you for running or racing your first 5K. And so your story ties a little bit in this. Not only that you did a triathlon for the first time, not being an athlete and doing everything from scratch, so to speak, but also, right, you're more experienced and then and an older, like older age coming to the sport, right? It's not that you've been in your teens, 20s, 30s. How old were you when you started to run your first 5K?
I was 57.
57.
Yep, I was 57. I joined a gym in, when I was 55, and I love challenges. I love challenges. And these, the instructors, the women that I worked out with, you know, we would say, okay, you know, we're going to do a 5K. And I, of course, my first answer was, not me. And, but I wanted to be a part of the group. And so I took it upon myself and my trainers at the time, my instructors. And my very first one was the Burpee Derby. And I thought I was going to die.
We had Amanda, the director of Try for Schools, a few weeks back. Oh. And she told us of the new Burpee Derby.
So
that's a very challenging 5K you took on because it's also a little hilly, wasn't it?
Yeah, that last hill up where a Grace is, that is the longest hill I think I've ever done, even in the other races I've done. But
you did it. So your first 5K was 57.
Yeah,
I was 57. And then you thought, I'm hooked.
Yeah, yes, I was hooked because it was a challenge. And there's and the instructors and the people at the gym were just encouraging. They did it with me for a while, but I just kept on going because I liked doing it. I felt great.
What did you like about training for a 5K?
I like being able to had a plan that I could follow, and I followed it to the T. And I noticed that when I was doing this plan that it was getting easier to do. It's not just something that you just get up off the couch and you start doing. But the more you train, the better you got. And I loved the feeling from it. I did. I loved the feeling. I don't know if it was...
And there were challenges along the way between starting out and feeling, wow, I'm going to set this goal and doing it until completing it. Did you? Face some challenges and said, okay, I will overcome these challenges and keep going. Tell me about a challenge you had.
Oh, my first 10K was a challenge. It took me an hour and 20 minutes. However, I had people along the way, all the way, encouraging me and yelling for me. And when I got done, it was a long time. I didn't feel embarrassed. Because I did it. I didn't have that negative attitude, you know, like, oh my gosh, everybody, you know, the the timers are waiting for me, blah, 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 blah. But I felt so accomplished. And that was another rush that I had to do it again because I had to beat that time. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to beat that time.
Yeah.
And then from there, I went on to do a half marathon. And
inspiring.
Yeah, yeah. But I still do my 5Ks along the way. I have the
So you never stopped?
No.
You
oh,
were
no.
50?
No.
You were 50.
I will be 72 in July.
No, but the first time
went
5K was 57,
right?
And now you are 72. So she never stopped, listeners.
No.
Between starting in the late 50s and she's 72, but you haven't stopped at the half marathon yet. I wanted to ask, what else did you do?
Well, then, okay.
Which ties into Miranda your tri team.
So I didn't learn to swim until I was 69. But before
69.
But before that, I was doing duathlons. Mm-hmm. And there was a group in the Pewaukee area that would put on these, just like the tri events, you know, we have all those races. Well, they had one for duathlons. And so I did that for probably 3 or 4 years. I did the Capital one here in Madison. That was my very first one. And those were great. But then all of a sudden, they stopped doing them. And so I was back to running. And in the back of my mind, I thought, you know, I should just try learning how to swim. And I would say it took probably a year and a half because because you have a mental block, you know, at least I did with the breathing and stuff. But I did my first.
And then did you have a bike? Duathlon, right?
Yeah, I had a bike. I bought a nicer bike, and it was great. I loved it. I really loved it. And then when they went away, it was like, well, now what do I do besides run?
And you always trained by yourself, or
no?
You had buddies, or
I had somebody from our gym, and then I hooked up with Miranda, and she coached me through those too. And you know, she coached me. She coaches me through my races, even my 5Ks. She has me do stuff. And then when I finally learned how to swim, I did my triathlon down in Kenosha. It was called the Iron Girl. It was the last Iron Girl. And
I remember Iron Girl.
Yeah.
I've done a couple.
Yeah, yeah. And what's great about it, it's all women.
Right? I love that.
It's all women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was great. And
so you feel like you're a part of a all girls weekend.
Yeah, all girls weekend. And, you know, everything that we do that I've done, I love it because of the community.
Yes.
And I find people my age at races. I don't really know anybody here that I do races with or that I train with. I'm the oldest one on the team and I'm proud of it.
Right.
And
you should be.
Yeah, I am. And, you know, when I did my first triathlon, I had all the people back in Oregon, you know, cheering for me, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I met them afterwards, it was like they were just insane. They were so happy for me. So.
Yes.
But I like to keep going. I like the challenge. I don't know what I would do if I wasn't doing some form of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I've had challenges with running. I've had Achilles problem. I had a knee problem, you know. But you do physical therapy. You get through it, and you move on. You don't quit.
Yeah.
Because it bugs me if I would have to quit. Mm-hmm. So, but I love it.
And what is the alternative, right?
Yeah, what is the alternative? Yeah, mm-hmm. No, become old. I don't want to become old.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm going to be 72, but that's a number.
That's so a number.
That's a number.
Yes.
You know?
And for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I just want to keep going as long as I can.
And what is your next goal or next race you're racing?
Well, I'm doing the Monona 5K.
Yeah, it's coming up in May.
Yeah.
And
yep.
I want to do a podcast about that in a
couple
of weeks.
Oh, that's a fun race.
Yeah,
that's
and it's one of the oldest.
Yep.
5K, 10K, no, 20K, sorry.
20K
here around a beautiful Lake Monona.
Yes. And I've done the 20K twice.
Great. Wow. From a first 5K to a 20K, listeners. And if you do want to get in touch with Jane and just pick her brain, if
Please
you are
do.
A listener that is older, in your 50s, 60s, 70s, please reach out. Yep. We will give you a start to complete your first 5K. Anything is possible if you put your name.
Anything is possible.
If you put your mind to it, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes. You can do it. It's never too late. Never too late.
Right. On this note, well, thank you so much for this inspiring story. Do you have anything else to add for the listeners? Like, as you just said, it's never too late. Mm-hmm. And it's true. But anything else, like some tip to get started to train for your first 5K?
I would say to get to a gym, get to a trainer, and
follow a plan like there, right?
Yes, definitely. You need a plan. You can't just walk out there and start running. For one, you'll injure yourself, and two, you won't enjoy it when you just first start running. You have to train.
Yeah.
It's step by step by step.
And you add jogging, and you implement or start to run, and you quit the walking, and you quit the jogging, and eventually you will be running.
And you will feel so accomplished. You will feel so good. You've done something. You accomplished it. You did a challenge. And then you can move on from there.
Mm-hmm. And what do you mean with you're feeling so good? I want to just touch base on that to finish this up. Like, what do you feel? Like, I know, because as a runner myself, this morning I ran and it was beautiful. It was 50 degrees and sunny, and finally Madison, come on, spring is here, right? And so finally we've waited for this so long. And then after this, I just feel like my skin is completely like crispy and I was breathing in so good air, and I'm like flushed, and I just feel like my lungs are full of fresh air. And today was a little bit harder run for me, but then, as you said, I felt so accomplished after, and it carries me through my day and my attitude, even though.
Oh yeah.
Trust me, listeners, I have a bunch of stuff in my pocket that I am dealing with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Problems, issues, family, you name it, we all have it. But what is your outlet? And is it a good outlet?
It's a great outlet. I feel refreshed. I feel happy. Mm-hmm. And yes, I can go on with the rest of my day. And it's funny, because if you're running and it feels hard at the moment, when you're done running,
That's gone, that feeling,
it's gone.
Isn't it?
It's gone.
Yes.
It's gone.
It is hard, is gone. And what remains?
Just the joy. I mean, I feel so much healthier when I'm out there doing the run. And yes, today is like a perfect day.
Right.
Perfect day. But I,
Matan, enjoy this day. Spring is here. Thank you so much, Jane, for being here today with First Time 5K. And what an inspiring story. And listeners, if you want to get in touch with Jane, please reach out to First Time 5K and we'll get you in touch.
Yep.
And our training plan, 12-week, free on www.firsttime5k.com.